Grace and peace to you. Thank you for tuning into the movement. This show will push you to your destiny, to your purpose, where we hope to change mindsets by totally being real and raw. I'm your host, Cedric Griffin. Let's go. Grace and peace to you. Welcome to the movement. Let's go. Today we're going to talk about when enough is enough. Enough is enough. And I want to pause for a moment while that sink in. Enough is enough. You know, one of the things that I'm a firm believer in is that, you know, that in life we have to have the capacity to try. You know, to me, a person is not a failure until they quit. You just can't beat the man or woman who will not quit, right? But what happens when enough is enough? What happens when you've tried and tried and tried and tried, but finally you say, enough is enough? You know, one of the things that it reminds me of that, you know, in the Bible, you know, they had a pool called Bethesda, which the pool of Bethesda was the house of mercy. And basically, this is where they took people who they just felt like could not be healed. It could not be healed. There was no hospitals. There was no doctors. There was no medicine, etc. And so they would put you into the pool of Bethesda. And so one of the things that I found out by reading and studying this passage is that a lot of times people, all they did was they just existed at the pool of Bethesda. They didn't try. They didn't speak life to themselves. All they did, ladies and gentlemen, was just had the mindset that, hey, I'm just existing. This is where I'm going to die. I'm going to spend the rest of my life in this pain. I'm going to spend the rest of my life in this misery. I'm going to spend the rest of my life in bondage. This is my final resting place. But imagine, ladies and gentlemen, if the people would have started speaking life into their situation, if they would have started laying hands on themselves, declaring what the Word of God said, if they would have started speaking healing over their body, if they started saying that even the weak shall say they're strong. Imagine what would have happened at the pool of Bethesda. But, so one of the things that I want to challenge you on today is what in your life, what is it in your life that you've adopted the pool of Bethesda? What in your life have you just given up? What in your life have you said that, you know what, I'm just going to die this way. I'll live the rest of my life in this condition. Enough is enough, right? What we want to do today is get you to think that enough should be enough. It doesn't mean that you've had bad credit for the last 10 years. It doesn't mean that you haven't bought your first home. You've been renting for the last 20 years. It doesn't mean that the business that you started, the last two businesses that you started, didn't work out. It didn't mean that here it is that you've been on your job for 15 years in misery. When is enough going to be enough? You haven't spoken to your sibling in 10 years. You and your mother or daddy haven't spoken in the past few years. One of your kids is still upset over last year's Thanksgiving discussions. When is enough going to be enough? And the thing that I want to challenge you is this. The one thing that I believe in is this. That when you have adopted and you're at the pool of Bethesda, where you have adopted, that this is the way that it's going to be. It's manifested in your spirit that, hey, you're going to die like this. You're going to live in bondage. Your credit's been bad for 20 years. You haven't been able to save any money in the last 2 years. But when is enough going to be enough? And I want to pause again. And I want you to think, ladies and gentlemen, what do you need to say in your life, enough is enough? What do you need to say in your life, enough is enough? Aren't you sick and tired of being sick and tired? You know, sometimes I've watched and I've witnessed, and I must say, I've watched people for years when they get up, they're complaining about they got to go to this old job that they so hate. And I've watched them. I've have listened to them year after year after year after year. Go to a job that puts them in misery. Do you understand that joy should be ours? Happiness should be ours? Peace should be ours? And I'm talking about in every area of your life. Every area of your life. I don't care whether or not it's family. I don't care whether or not it's employment. I don't care whether or not it's ministry. I don't care whether or not it's friendship or whatever the case be. You should make it a goal to seek joy, happiness, and peace. Enough is enough, ladies and gentlemen. You know, we spend too often being mad. You know, I have a friend of mine who says he's my father, and you know, from time to time he's extremely disappointed because I just won't answer his calls. I love him fully. My actions have shown that I've loved him over the 15 years that I've known him. But here's the thing, that when I speak with him, every single day, he's speaking death over himself. He's speaking how weak he is, how he hates the world. And I've shared with him numerous times, I'm allergic to negativity. You know, and I've asked him over and over and over again, pause for a moment and think back that if you rechannel your energy where you're saying enough is enough, people don't want to hear you complain anyway. What good is you being angry? What good of you being angry? What is that going to do for you? And I've watched him over the years just spend forever being mad. Every single day he's mad. Anybody he meets, he's mad. Even when he's at the hospital where people are taking care of him when he's ill, he's mad. And I've asked him here recently, when is enough going to be enough? Could you imagine if you rechannel your energy, rechannel your thoughts, rechannel your plans? Could you imagine? You probably would feel so much better just by saying, thanking God that, hey, that 250,000 people have died in America of this thing called coronavirus, and you're still here. 250,000, that's enough to be grateful for. You know, one of the things that I consistently say when I wake up in the morning, that simply waking up, make everything, and I mean everything, secondary. Nothing else should matter. So just alone that you've, God has graced you to see another day. Imagine if you shifted your energy to simply start focusing on that. That 250,000 people plus has lost their life and you're still here. That alone is enough to have gratitude, to be grateful for. When is enough going to be enough? Have you ever been hurting? And let's be honest here. We could be honest. It's just you and myself. Have you ever been hurting? I know you have. Everybody has had some hurts, had some disappointments, had some letdowns, some setbacks. And sometimes you want to question God and ask God, why, God? Why am I still hurting? Do you see how lame I am? Do you see how blind I am? Do you see the pain that I have to endure? Why am I still in bondage, God? Why? You see that I'm still hurting. Do you understand how broke I still am? When is enough going to be enough? When? And it reminds me, thinking back to the Pool of Bethesda. The Pool of Bethesda. You know, I truly believe, ladies and gentlemen, that the people who got a breakthrough at the Pool of Bethesda first made up in their mind that enough was enough, that I'm coming out of this condition. This condition doesn't own me. I own it. That's one of the things that they made up in their mind, that they were going to be made whole again. And when I think of being made whole again, it is simply saying, hey, you know what? Enough is enough. Let me get back my good credit. Let me get back to saving money weekly or monthly. Let me get back to speaking to my loved ones. Let me forgive my brother or my sister who offended me. Let me make peace with my kids. Let me forgive my parents. Enough is enough. You know, one of the things that I think back that when I lost my grandmother and when I lost my father, you know, these are two people that, you know, I literally, every single day that I was around them, I gave them their flowers while they were here. I so love my grandmother. She was very, very special to me. I was very, very special to her. But I knew, ladies and gentlemen, that I was going to get over both my grandmother and my the homegoing of my father very quickly. Why? Because I was made whole with them. I didn't have issues. You know, I know a lot of people, sometimes they lose a loved one and they're feeling bad because they haven't spoken to that loved one in years because they were upset over something trivial. When is enough going to be enough? When is enough going to be enough? You know, my nephews came to visit me this week, and it was they tried to surprise me, but my office had already let me know that they were in town. And so I had them come to the other office, and it was a beautiful thing. And the thing that I was so impressed with them, that I was telling them, the joy that I had in seeing how close they were with their family members, how that they treated their cousins as brothers, they treated their cousins as sisters, and what a beautiful thing it was. And in their mind, they was like, isn't this the norm? And it made me think about situations that I knew where I'm hoping that they have the mindset that enough is enough. You know, enough is enough. Why are you still angry with a coworker? Why are you still angry with an ex? Why are you still angry with a friend? Why are you still angry with the family members? Why are you still angry with a church member? What good is it going to do? One of the things that I learned years ago, and it said, never let a man or woman cause you to change how you feel. You be in control. So I don't care what a person does to me. I make it my business. I'm not going to give a person that kind of energy to be able to control my mood. When is enough going to be enough, ladies and gentlemen? And you say, how does that benefit me? Well, I could tell you, ladies and gentlemen, on this show called The Movement, Let's Go, our mission is one thing. We want to inspire you. We want to motivate you. We want to tell you to go to the next level. And one thing that I've learned, that if you're carrying baggage, if you're carrying emotional baggage, if you're carrying mental baggage, it's hard for you to go to the next level optimally. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. Enough is enough, ladies and gentlemen. So I want, once again, to pause for a moment. And I want you to ask yourself, What do you need to get away from that pool of Bethesda? The place where you've just accepted. The place where you've just said, you know, I'm going to die like this. I'm going to live in these conditions. Nothing is going to change. I've been in this position for the last 10 years. I'm just going to die in misery. My husband and my wife, we haven't spoken. We just live together. All we do is say good morning to each other. When is enough going to be enough? It's amazing to me when I see people at church and people are not speaking. Why? When is enough going to be enough? I see people who, I know people who haven't spoken to each other for something so trivial, so minute. When is enough going to be enough? When? So I want to let you know. I want to let you know, ladies and gentlemen. I challenge you on this morning. 7:30 a.m. this morning. I want to challenge you to pause before you start your day. And I want you to examine. I want you to pause. I want you to meditate. And find out what things in your life where enough is enough. Enough is enough. And once you process it, write it down, put it on paper, put it in your iPad, put it in your phone. Enough is enough. What are things that you're not going to take anymore? What are things you're not going to accept anymore? Are you going to start speaking life over yourself? Are you going to start speaking, surely goodness and surely mercy over yourself? Are you going to forgive the people who have done you wrong? Why allow the people? You know, I'm so amazed when I meet people who have been offended while they were a kid. You're talking about somebody who's inspiring. You know, somebody who was molested or raped as a kid. And when I hear them talk about and they share the testimony how they forgave the person who violated their soul. They forgave their parents. These are winners, baby, ladies and gentlemen. They didn't allow someone who misused them as a kid. You know, they came out of that pool of Bethesda. Enough is enough. We're not condoning what happened. We're saying, hey, when is enough going to be enough? Because I know people who live in bondage, live in mental bondage for the rest of their lives for what happened when they were younger. So we're challenging you today. When is enough going to be enough? It's time for you to get back your joy. It's time for you to get back your peace. It's time for you to get back your power. It's time for you to get back your dignity. Get back your strength, ladies and gentlemen. You deserve joy, happiness, and peace. But in order to have that, ladies and gentlemen, you have to have the mindset. Enough is enough.
come out of that pool of Bethesda? Who says you have to die like that? Who says it, ladies and gentlemen? You know, I met with someone earlier in the week, and I was expressing my loss to them. You know, they lost their grandmother. And one of the things that this gentleman shared with me, he said that, you know, confidentially, that his grandmother shared with him that she had cancer. And but here's the beauty of it is, very few people knew she had cancer. She was, you know, cancer didn't have her. She lived till her last day. She was speaking life. She was coming out of it. She was coming out of it, ladies and gentlemen. But here's the thing that excited me. The thing that excited me was that she made up in her mind when the doctor told her that she had cancer. She wasn't going to just lay beside the pool of Bethesda. She was still being the strong woman, from what I was told. It was a shock to most people. No one knew that she had cancer. She did not choose to just let cancer make her die at the pool of Bethesda. When is enough going to be enough for you? When? Speak life over yourself. Speak life over that thing that you've been bounded with. Enough is enough. And I want to challenge you, ladies and gentlemen. I want to challenge you. I so believe so much in things of saying enough is enough. This year for me, I figured out a few things that enough was enough for me. And when I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I've watched myself go to a whole new level. And here's what going to a whole new level is. It starts mentally. Enough is enough. And I can't wait. I can't wait to be able to hear the stories that you may share where enough was enough and you started to take back control of your life. You deserve it. Joy, happiness, and peace. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you on this Saturday morning, which the movement Let's Go is every Saturday morning at 7:30 a.m. We want to thank our sponsors, Premier Coast Realty. We want to also thank our other sponsor, Real Estate Cake. We are so honored and grateful for Premier Coast Realty, rejacksonville.com, and realestatecake.com. So, we hope to see you next Saturday at 7:30 a.m. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, if you think you can, you can. If you think you can't, you can't. Enough is enough. Grace and peace to each and every one of you all, and we will see you at the top. Thank you. Thank you for tuning into the movement. We hope we have inspired you to go and pursue destiny and purpose. Our sponsors are Real Estate Cake and Premier Coast Realty. To submit questions or comments, please email us at themovementgo@gmail.com. That's themovementgo@gmail.com. We look forward to seeing you next Saturday at 7:30 a.m. Grace and peace to you.